Shimon Zayin, when the middle of the year, Alex. If you eat the Kosa, Abel, Alex. If the Kosa has dimensions of 4x4, Thomas. Even though it's narrow and long, or the other way around. All of you may say, Shom, the Kosa Kosa. Or it's also another situation is where it's the rainy season, and then a person doesn't care about his getting wet, because anyway, it's wet, so Memela is not going to have kavana to get the water out of his chazer, because anyway, stuff is wet. Now, the problem now is, when you're pouring your water into your chazer, you want the water to go out to the Shusha Ravin, which is something that's not real good. So in the summer season, if you don't have a larger chazer, which has enough room for the water to be absorbed in the chazer, it looks like your kavana is to pour it into the Shusha Ravin, and that has an acid. But in the rainy season, you know, you don't care if the water stays in your chazer. So therefore, even if it's a small chazer, you could pour the water in the chazer, even if it eventually drifts down to Shusha Ravin. That's not a problem. Of course, it's only a problem when you throw it directly into the Shusha Ravin. And he said, the name of Shusha Ravin also, in the summer, it looks like, what's this guy doing? He's filling his water into the Shusha Ravin. In the winter, people see water is coming from all directions, so they cannot make this problem. The chotzer of Achsadja, the chotzer or Achsadja, the Rambam explained it's a structure that has three walls and the fourth direction is open. Sometimes you leave that side completely open. She'ein the FMA and the Vada Abamis. So this chotzer plus Achsadja is some type of outdoor structure, and each one independently doesn't have four Amis, but if they're next to each other, if they're open to one another, so we combine the two, and if you have some total Baba Amis out of your house, you can pour into that area, in the part of the Tzav and part of the Tzav. But then, Shtei Jyotis, Shilufnei Shtei Aliyas, Velei Mazivim, Shiroi, Maimon Loivan. Also, if you have two porches coming out of the second story of the building, and they're made out of a material that can absorb the water. So also, if you have two of these porches that are next to each other, and they have some total of 4x4, or the area 4x4, even if it's narrow and wide, and narrow and long, that also is good enough, and you can pour your water into these areas. Yeah. Okay, so, back to us. All these problems start when your chotzer is near Rishusha Rabbim. There's no need to make any tikkun in the chotzer, because since I went up to the Carmelist, they didn't make this zera, because at worst case scenario, it looks like you're pouring from the Shusha Yavah to a Carmelist, which is only Yisra Drabonim. So it just looks like you're doing Yisra Drabonim, that's because I went up to it. Sif Beis, Biv Shemekusa Alba Amas Meshul Shusha Rabbim. Yeah, Biv, this is a waterway where, like a sewage canal, where Alba Amas long, it's 4 Amas long, Meshul Shusha Rabbim, Vyeshvoi Alba Alba. So as I mentioned, of Rishus, Uta Lishvok Afil, Afi Habiv. You could pour even on top of this water ditch, a few waterway, a few noise of chama, after the migration, miyad, miyodalachus. So basically, you have this type of water ditch which takes the sewage water out of your area. So it's going to pour into it, it's going to go straight out of your house, and your thoughts are into this ditch which is going into the area that's just around. That is permitted. Even so, it's permitted. Why? Because he's not machavim, that it should go out. And it's also, the four, we're talking about the first four amas in the Rishus Rabbim is covered up. Yeah. So mainly in the covered area, you have enough area where the water that you're pouring into will get absorbed. So we're not concerned that there may be water coming out after that, because the main water will be absorbed in the first four amas, and it doesn't look like you're pouring into the Rishus Rabbim. But this duct has to be made out of the material that the water can get absorbed in. Because if it's made out of wood or metal or plastic or whatever, or something like that, then the water you pour into is going to go straight out from that area into the Shusha Rabbim. Abam also ke'ei zitzvah shel avonim v'avliim sharp. It's made out of stone that it could get absorbed into the stones, and so it's acceptable. V'ravim apilo yorech aviv sin mei ama v'lishu aviv v'yimayis hachama el shefer kutaviv v'yom aviv. Ram is more mafne. And he says that it's in the summer season that you have to, you cannot pour directly into this waterway. You have to pour it outside of it and let it into that area. But these are not common situations today to have open water dishes coming out of people's houses and surroundings.